Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Samechtes. The Gemara in the end of the Beis brings a machlokes of Rav Huno and Rabbo regarding a bchor that's coming out. And when the first third came out, the owner sold it to a goy. Is the mechir chal or not? Rav Huno holds the mechir is nachal because the bchor is kodesh lemafreya, meaning once he comes out, his gdusha starts at the beginning of birth. And Rabbi holds that it's not Kaddish because it belongs to the Goy, because the Kedusha of the Bechor is not Chal until later in the birth. Once you get Roiv, then it becomes Kaddish Mikam Abo, but it doesn't go retroactively. So mainly what he sold to the Goy works. The Gemara says this is exactly the same Machlekes. When you have a Uber, you have a fetus, that the first third came not Derech Arechem, came Yoytze Doifin, came Caesarean, and then two thirds came Derech Arechem. According to Rav Huno, the Mafreo Kadosh, so the first Roiv is what makes the Bechor Kadosh. And here, the first Roiv, the first third was not Peterechim, it came Caesarean. But according to Rabbo, the second two-thirds can make him Kadosh, and therefore he becomes Kadosh because he has a Roiv Bekedusha. And the Gemara continues and says that these two Machlekesim are the same. And how the Gemara asks, why I have to say both? You can learn one from each other. So the Ma'arit al-Gazi, in Brachos Perek Gimel, says, I don't understand. What's the connection between these two machlokesim? One machlokes has to do with, do you go to Mefreya or Mikam V'Labo? When does the Kedusha happen? Does it go retroactively or it goes forward? The other machlokes is, when is the Ikar Leido? Do you say the Leido has to be from the beginning? Or it could be the second part? What does it have to do with each other? Why there's a connection with these two machlokesim? And the Ma'arit al-Gazi says, I just don't understand. Nobody's asking this question. So the Ma'arit al-Gazi answers like this. He says, the Gemara is saying, how does Rav Huna know that miskadesh lemafreya? That goes retroactively. Because if not, the only way for a bchor to be kodesh, if he comes in one shot. If he doesn't go in one shot, he goes in different parts. You have the bchor starts slowly. After a few minutes comes the roiv. So if you hold Kedusha is not Chal in the beginning, it's only Chal afterwards, so this Bechor won't be Kaddish. Why not? Because Rav Huna Karcha holds that Chidlas Leido Mekacho. Meaning, he holds that what makes the Kedusha is the beginning of birth. So he made it like this. If you say Lemafreya Kaddish, so you say, when a Bechor is coming out, it can take him a few hours to come out. But once he reaches Roiv, Lemafreya retroactively, the Kedusha starts from the time of birth. So therefore, it's Kaddish. But if you hold Mikam V'Labo Kadosh, so then the only way for a Bechor to be Kadosh is if he came out in the same second the entire Bechor came out in one spot. So Yimele Rav Huna holds these two things together. The reason he holds a Mefreo Kadosh, because he holds the Tchila of the Leidos Mekadosh. And whoever argues, Rabba holds that no, not Tchila is Leidos Mekadosh. So therefore there's no reason to say it goes retroactively. So that's the reason the Gemara understood these two things come together. That's the Pshat of the Ma'arit al-Gazi. The other Achorinim say a different Mahalach. Rameir Simcha, he brings the Chedusha of Rameir Simcha, he says, that he brings the Ma'arit al-Gazi, and he says, I think he didn't, he says in a respectful way, he didn't chap the Pshat Nigmor. Pshat Nigmor is very simple. The same way we find, Legabe Trumo, that if a Goy owns the fruits at the time of the Chiyuv of Trumo, so then these fruits are Potter Min HaTrumo. Meaning the Sh'as HaChiyuv is what makes that you focus on Sh'as HaChiyuv. So you made it like this. According to Rav Huna, what is Sh'as HaChiyuv? What makes a Bechor into Kedusha? The beginning of birth. We don't become Kaddish until you have Roiv. Lemafreya Kaddish. You say retroactively. So retroactively, from the time of birth, he starts to become Kaddish. When he gets to the Roiv, that's when it's Chal Lemafreya. But according to Rabbo, the Kedusha is not Chal Lemafreya, it's only Mikam V'Labo. And you still have to wait for Roiv. So according to Rabbi, the Sh'as HaChiyuv is when the Roiv comes out. So this is Rameir Simcha, that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's these two Mechlokes are connected. According to Rav Huna, that you mean the Kedusha starts from the beginning of birth. So Mimele, that's what he says L'mafreya. That's why if the beginning of birth was not through the Rechem, so then there's no Kedusha. But according to Rabbi, what makes the Kedusha? Not the beginning of birth, when the Roiv comes out. That moment gets the Kedusha. So therefore, I don't care what happened in the beginning of birth. And very similar is brought down the Chazon Ish. You read there, Simon Reishu Dalad, where he brings Pshatim on this Gemara. And he goes on to say very similar. According to Rav Huna, the beginning of the Leido gives the Gdusho. Just, you need to have Raif. So it's from the beginning of the Leido until you reach the Raif. That's the Gdusho. He adds that what Rav Huna means to say, the beginning of the birth gives the Gdusho, it's not an actual Gdusho. It means the process that makes this into a Bchor starts from birth until you get to Raif. Because that's what it means in Mafreya. It's a long process. According to Rabba, no. What makes the Gdusho is the point of time when the Raif comes out. And that's what also the Sri Deish in Chelek Dalek Kedushas Bchor says. He just says in a different way, defines a little differently. He says, according to Rav Huna, the Vlad makes the Kedusha. The fetus brings the fetus, when he comes out, he gets Kedusha. So what does it mean to come out? You have to come Raif. So, but when he comes out, what's the Yitzia? Coming out of the womb until you get to Raif. According to Rabba, what makes the Kedusha is not the fetus, but it is the Pe'ulas HaYitzia. And how do you define Yitzia? When the Raif comes out. So when the Raif comes out, that's when the Kedusha happens. So Meir Simcha, the Chazunish, the Sri Deish, all go the same Mahalach. That according to Rav Huna, what makes the Kedusha of a Bchor starts from birth onwards. And according to Rabba, it's not that, it's the time when the Raif comes out. That's why these two Mechleks connect to each other. If you hold a Mefreu Kadosh, that means by definition you want here to have a lead to start from the scratch. If you say Mekamal Abba, what makes the Kedusha is the time that you get to Raif. And there's a Gevaldic understanding in the Pashup Shat of the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.